People who kept their dial tuned to AMC after the season finale of Breaking Bad and the season premiere of Mad Men may have been surprised to see a sneak preview of AMC's new original series. It's called Rubicon, and it's a modern-day spy thriller. On Sunday, AMC presents the first 2 hours of Rubicon, and our TV critic David Bianculli considers it a triumph.
Before I describe what Rubicon is, let me make clear what it isn't. It isn't the kind of show you can watch while multitasking and hope to make any sense of it, much less enjoy it. You have to pay attention. And even then, many of the things you're looking at won't be clear at first. But that doesn't only relate to the show. It's also what the show is about. And that's why, if you give it a chance, Rubicon will earn its way onto your have-to-watch list. Rubicon is a drama series about the workaday analysts at a fictional present-day American spy agency called the American Policy Institute, API for short. The API is a sort of central clearinghouse for intelligence gathering, a way to make sense of all the conversations, observations, and evidence collected by the FBI, CIA, and others. Every night, these agencies pass on their findings to the API. And the API's job is to sift through the piles, detect patterns, and connect all the dots. Other spies get to drive the Aston Martins and bed enemy agents. These guys, back in a nondescript New York office building, do all the drudge work and the really serious thinking. But they all have complicated, messed-up personal lives. And in what's probably an occupational hazard, they have a lot of trust issues, too. With good reason. Some of the co-workers are spying on each other. And, as Rubicon begins, more than one high-level spy suddenly dies. This spy versus spy stuff has echoes of ABC's Alias, but its true TV ancestor is the fabulous British miniseries Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy. It isn't the action that gets you. It's the suspense, the suspicion, the paranoia. Except it's not paranoia if they really are out to get you. And in Rubicon, they are. The central character in Rubicon is Will Travers, a brilliant intelligence analyst with a tragic past and with one true friend at the agency, his boss, David. Will is played by James Badge Dale, last seen as Leckie in the HBO miniseries The Pacific. David is played by Peter Garrity, that fabulous character actor from Homicide: Life on the Street, The Wire, and elsewhere. Will is comfortable enough to come to David with anything. Even something as seemingly random as an odd pattern he finds in crossword puzzles published by different newspapers the same day. The clues in those puzzles aren't the same, but in a few select instances, the answers are.
David, I think I found a pattern in the big ticket papers.
There might be others, I'm not sure, but it's not just the repetition.
Three down. Two chambers of the legislative branch. Bicameral. Simple enough. Two across. Fillmore. Were the Warlocks, later known as the Grateful Dead, played in San Francisco, but also Millard Fillmore, lard-ass know-nothing 13th president, the executive. Four down, would-be alma mater of felonious record-holding wide receiver. Answer, Marshall, as in Randy Moss, Marshall University Thundering Herd, but also Thurgood Marshall, judicial. Five down, what do lucky lepidopter larvae eat? Answer, Marsilia quadrifolia.
Which is?
Four-leaf clover. Our three branches of government are here. Legislative, executive, judicial, what or who does that fourth leaf represent? And what's the message?
Like I said, these guys are smart. And so is Rubicon. Jason Horwich, who wrote a clever FX telemovie about the Pentagon Papers, created the show. And its executive producer is writer-director Henry Brummell. I never really got Brummell's Carnival series for HBO, but I've loved lots of the other stuff on which he's worked, including Homicide and Northern Exposure. The creators of this new TV series are upfront about being inspired by some of the greatest conspiracy thriller movies of the 1970s, All the President's Men, 3 Days of the Condor, and that underrated classic, The Parallax View. But Rubicon isn't just an homage. It's a much-needed update. In an era when we're all being watched one way or another, the question, who's watching the watchers, becomes even more vital. The more time you spend with the watchers at API, the more fragile they are, and the more fascinating. Lauren Hodges from In Treatment plays one of Will's co-workers, and the widow of one of the early fatalities is played by Miranda Richardson. I've seen the first four episodes of Rubicon, and each one is a little more frightening and mind-blowing. Episode 2 is the one that hooks you, so you have to be a little patient. But after that, I doubt you'll ever look at crossword puzzles or four-leaf clovers the same way again.
David Bianculli is TV critic for TVWorthWatching.com and teaches television and film at Rowan University in New Jersey. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Salad, Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Joan Tuohy-Westman, Sam Brigger, John Myers, John Sheehan, and Lauren Krenzel. I'm Terry Gross.